I feel so like dependent because usually on my show, I'm like, I'm doing everything with the help of like the team, right? But I'm like, schedule my stream, make sure the thumbnail's good, dragging my clips in, putting my, oh, as a matter of fact, that is one thing I do have to do. No, I have just the pics I want to drag in real quick. But it's like just weird just popping in on James' show. But we're going to make it work today. Let me see if I can go to the media real quick. Boom, boom, boom. So we're going to get into some stuff. We're going to talk about the races a little bit. We're going to talk about Hollywood, diversity, all kinds of things. And I have some potential, I have some pictures I want to show you guys from Hollywood box office numbers. And I also want to, and if we have some time, we have some other things to get into, beauty, looks. And, you know, take some calls if there's any, and just kind of like make sense of things. Let me know what I need to do from here.
Well, you're gonna start streaming.
Let me see. But we're setting everything up.
So he just started streaming.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment ago. So now at this point, James usually says, "Hey, how you
doing?" Oh, okay. How you doing, guys? Joel Friday. So they can see me?
They can see you.
Oh, okay.
And at this point, James usually just says hi a little bit.
Hi a little bit from Joel Friday, how James does it. And we're going to get into some stuff. I got to drag in the pictures here, but I'll do it right now. And we got some stuff we're going to get into. It's going to be interesting. If you want to make sure you're tuning in, you can tell your peoples to tune in. You guys like my shirt? Cool. How do you say it? Cool. Reppin' Hake. On the chest. Check me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you walk in on that floor in that bathroom?
No.
You didn't go in there. You went and looked at it. But you didn't go in.
No.
Well, why you move the chairs then?
I didn't move.
You didn't move the chairs in front of the door? Did you, Nick?
No.
What the?
Hey, mess with them more. Mess with them more.
But it's nice. It looks nice.
Yeah, they painted the floor in the bathroom. You walked in.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
You see your footprint on it.
Not me.
Your shoe.
No, let's check the footprint.
It was Nick.
Let's check the footprint. Worry, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. And because.
Don't worry, I got it up. I didn't want the lady to see it.
Who did it? Who really did it?
That walked in there?
Yeah.
It was like you and Nick.
Not me.
No.
Check that print.
My shawl would have never done it.
Let's see, my shoes. I know for a fact it wasn't me because ain't no way I was about to move the chairs to get into the bathroom.
The
poor viewers.
Oh, really?
I went there and looked to see what was going on. It only ever one of these guys went in there.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. Amazing. Are you on the air yet?
Maybe Bill.
Yeah, we're on
yeah, we've been on the air.
Are you on the air?
Yeah.
You walked in the bathroom on the painted floor.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Okay, anyways, guys. Let's get on with the show. Ooh. See? Hey guys, oh shoot, I missed it, the Hake Report, 9 a.m., we're here, getting it going, oh shoot, I messed up the whole thing, but it's okay, we're still gonna come in hot, bye.
Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la, oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report. La la la.
Amazing stuff. Wow. Welcome to the Hake Report. I am not James Hake. I am Joel Friday and filling in for James Hake, repping the James Hake merch. Cool. Cool. James Hake on the chest. Honored to fill in for the great James Hake of the Hake Report. Got some stuff to cover. Sorry, I missed like his intro because I'm trying to drag in the clips here. My studio setup is different than James, so I'm a little bit thrown off. But I was trying to drag in all the clips here, so that way by the time we get into it, everything is there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom. I think we're good. So I was a little thrown off in the beginning, but what does he do that? How does he start? How does he do that yell in the beginning? Hey.
Hey, guys.
I can't even do it now. It's got to be like in that moment with the music, and I just missed it. So, Hake, forgive me for missing your iconic intro scream. Amazing. What's up, chat? How's the chat doing? Nice. Oh, I have a question for Nick real quick. Let me write it in the chat. Perfect. Okay. Let's get into some stuff. Shout out to the mods holding it down in the snake pit. Right on. It's Joel. It's Friday and I'm here. It's weird. I almost forgot to walk in at 9. I was thinking, like, my mind was thinking 11. So I was like doing my stuff and I'm looking at the clock and I'm like not thinking. And I'm like, oh shoot, the Hake Report is at 9, not 11. So I had to like go running, fill my water bottle up, run back over here. And then I got accused for stepping on the wet paint in the bathroom. And I'm over here trying to prep the show, make sure it's good for you guys. I then missed the scream because Jesse over here accused me for stepping on the wet paint. It wasn't even me. And the first person they go to, who they go to? The black man. You did it, Joel. It was you. And it wasn't even me. It was a Mexican. No, he's not Mexican. Colombian. What the? And they were blaming me so hard. I started to think, did I do it? I started to think, was it me? I was looking at my shoes and like, see, did I step in the paint? I was starting to believe and they were judging me so hard. And it wasn't even me. It's hard on a black man. But anyway, I wanted to talk about some things, and I was actually going to talk about this on my show, but it so happened to work out with James having me feeling for him, because this is definitely more in the style of James' show, right? More political. So it kind of worked out. But I wanted to talk a little bit about like the some things I've been thinking about like over time about the races, right? Black, white, everybody a victim. Everybody want to be known as the victim, right? And I wanted to like further prove. And there's some callers on the line already. There's some lines open. Callers, I will get to you in a second. You can call in at 888-775-3773, and we can talk about whatever James and Stem like to talk about. I'll do my best to answer the James-styled questions. But you can call in 888-775-3773. I want to further prove why racism doesn't exist, in my belief and in my opinion. And because for me, like, it's never been, if you really think about it, it's never been about color. It's not color. It's a false identity of superiority and inferiority. Some people feel superior than others, and some people feel inferior to others. And what that is false judgment. And that's all this quote-unquote racism stuff is to me, just a false judgment. It wouldn't have mattered. It doesn't matter what color you are, and it never mattered what color people were. It was about the false judgment of things. Because there was slavery that existed, right? And people were like, well, that was racism. But then there was a Holocaust. You know what I mean? And they weren't black. But then that was a thing that was like a big thing at that time. And it still like comes up in circles today, but not as much as slavery. But it had nothing to do with racism. It had everything to do with judgment. Thinking one is better than the next. And if there is a purple group, an orange group, and they had the same, and it was in the same type of time, it would have happened. Aliens, if aliens were on Earth, and they had the same attitude and demeanor, then they would have been the quote-unquote underprivileged people as well. Then what it would have been, species, I don't even know how to, alienism. And I wanted to like do a little bit like of pointing out to different quote unquote underprivileged times that we've lived in. It says in the Bible that nothing is new underneath the sun. And what that means to me is that everything, as the world turns, everything has changed. New things have taken its different forms, whether it be physical, spiritual, things have never changed. Back in the biblical times, Jews in the Bible were considered the underprivileged, right? I was watching this show called The Chosen, and they always talking about how, like, you don't know what we've been through. We've been through so much and blah, 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 right? So at a point in time, Jews in the Bible were considered the underprivileged, and the Romans were the oppressors, right? The Romans were the mean ones, the white supremacists in the Jewish times. Nobody liked the Romans, and all the Romans looked at as the Jews as like despicable. Right? And the same concept, the same idea is how today's blacks are. Today's blacks feel like they're the underprivileged, and the whites are the white supremacist. Right? Same exact structure that is set up in the mind. And everything is the white's fault. The white man is the enemy. And the same thing back then in the biblical times, the Romans were the enemy. Right? They're the evil ones. They're the wicked ones. And also we see Palestinians. Palestinians are, they see themselves as the underprivileged. And the Jews are, Israel is the white supremacist. They're the oppressors. Women before the feminist movement, women are the underprivileged. Men are the oppressors. White privilege. Same concept, same structure throughout history. And it's all just false judgment, anger. Not the truth. It's all false perception, made up by who? The evil, wicked one, Satan, putting these thoughts and ideas in our minds to make us divided and hate our fellow man. That is the only cause of all things to divide. The only reason. And it's from Satan. The battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against spirits and principalities. So your fellow man is not the enemy. But that's how we view it, because that's how we've been taught. And the anger can't allow us to see past the physical. And he disrespected me and I'm offended. And it's about my race. It has nothing to do with your race. It does not exist. When I was growing up, when I was a kid, I used to think that. I used to say, man, the teacher doesn't like me because I'm black. And my mom used to even say, like, it's not because you're black, Joel. She didn't call me Joel. She called me Friday. It's not because you're black, Friday. It's not because you're black. And I used to be like, no, my teacher is racist. And I used to be like, calm down. It's not because of that. Right? I used to believe into it, too. And that was only because in school and in my surroundings, the people around me were saying all these things. And a lot of, you know, father wasn't around, all kinds of things. But I would believe that in that too, but I didn't realize at the time that I didn't focus in class. I was always messing around. I was always laughing with my friends. So that had nothing to do with racism. It was just me being a class clown, right? And if the students and if the teachers were having a prejudice against me, they weren't wrong. I had, even as a kid, some of the stereotypes I had, not being able to focus, messing around in class. You know what I mean? Like, those behaviors, all colors do, right? But typically, you see those from the black kids in the school. Cracking jokes, being loud, being crazy. So they weren't wrong in their prejudice. But I had anger as a kid, so I would say, like, you know what? No, it's because I'm black. But luckily, my mom was like, stop it. But growing up, when I grew up, and I started to see the truth, I never, not one time, felt I didn't get anything that I deserved. And every time I got pulled over by white cops or anything, I never felt disrespected, never felt it was racism, never felt anything. Never. Why? Because I was respectful. And I was raised to be respectful. Also, I grew up in mixed neighborhoods. I didn't grow up in the black community. So I wasn't raised with that type of demeanor. But because of that, thank God, I was respectful. And actually more fell more on the submissive, fearful side, which was weakness. But still, that's even more respectful. And because of that, I never had any problems, never been to jail, none of that stuff. Never had any problems. And I've never even suspected anybody of being racist against me in my adult years of my conscious mind. I never suspected that. Because to me, whenever I was disrespected, I never viewed it as because of my race. I always just reviewed it as they're just being disrespectful to me. It's just being disrespectful. I never sat and looked in the mirror and was like, oh yeah, it's because I'm black. Because you know why? I grew up. I was no longer 5, 7 years old, 10 years old, saying that it's because I'm black. I started to think, use my mind and my brain. Now, let's just say these things are happening in the community. This, like, prejudice from the cops or other people. We have to start, I had to look at myself and say, well, why was I being, why was I talked to in that way? It was because of my behavior, right? And oftentimes when these things happen, blacks are sagging their pants, they're talking back to the cops, they're doing all these things, right? Their hair looks crazy. And let's just say they get pulled over and they're respectful to the cop. Because there's situations, right? Let's just say they get pulled over, they're completely respectful to the cops, and they don't do nothing. But they got dreadlocks or cornrows. The smoke is in the car. You can smell the smoke. The music is loud. Baggy clothes. But yet you're still being respectful. You cannot be mad at the police. Because you look like a criminal. Yes, is that prejudice? Yes. And it should be. Because those type of behaviors, not behaviors, but those type of stereotypes are true. And people who dress like that, who look like that, oftentimes commit the crimes. So I know I'm sounding like a broken record to what we talk about here at Bond, but I don't know. I just kind of wanted to like point out that every race, every gender, women and men, and every race, every culture at some point has viewed themselves in history as the underprivileged, which is a false way to do it. And it had nothing to do with racism. The whites at one point were on the low side as well. Everybody at one point was feeling like a victim. So, stop complaining and blaming and crying and whining. Because it's our faults that we're there. At the bottom, quote unquote bottom. What the? Jesus wasn't thinking about no being on the bottom. Jesus didn't have no mansion, all these things that you think are the top. Jesus wasn't worried about no Romans. And being underprivileged. So if you are that type of person, stay away from me. I don't want that energy around me. I don't want to look at you. Because it's evil. And you have no good intentions. So, that's how I feel about that. I'm going to get to a call, and then I'm going to get into some other things. Maybe. What's the chat saying? Just comply and live to argue about what you did and didn't do another day. Yeah, just comply. And just comply. And 99% of the time, if you're complying, all this complain about another day thing doesn't even really even exist, because if you're complying, they're not really going to mess with you like that. For what? Especially a cop. Are there cases that may be out there? Maybe. But 99% of the time, they're not going to mess with you. Why? Because they're not going to put their job at risk just to just try to mess with somebody just for the fun of it, for the sake of it. If you're complying, and they be a little rude here and there, still, like, just stomach it. Because it's not even that big of a deal. There's a white man that I was in a grocery store. This happened like a couple months ago. I was in a grocery store, and there was this black guy next to me, and I had my hood on because I didn't do my hair that day. So I shouldn't even have my hood on in the grocery store. That's kind of ghetto. But I had my hood on, and this other black guy had dreads next to me, and this white man was like, we got to watch out for you guys. He literally said But I didn't feel anything about it. I mean, it's like a disrespectful comment, but I didn't feel anything about it. And immediately, I realized that it was the reason why he had said that is because he had a false perception. And myself and the other black person added to that false perception, because I over here had a hood on with a hoodie, and this black guy had dreads. So did the white man need to make the comment? No. Right? Unnecessary. Right? But that's not racism. It's not racist. That's just a judgment by another human being that had a false perception about me, because he doesn't even know me. He doesn't know that I'm against all that, all the black white supremacy stuff. I don't commit no crimes. I mind my business. I don't dress it crazy. You know what I mean? My haircut is clean. I have clean cut. He didn't know that I'm not that. So how is that racism? How could he not like me if I'm not even this quote unquote thing that if he was racist, I don't fit the criteria. It's a perception. So that perception in that moment was true, because I had his false perception. Wasn't necessarily off, because I had a hood on. This black man had his dreads, and we look like. But yes, he shouldn't have made the comment. But it's not racism, and I wasn't a victim, and I didn't even feel anything about it, because I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. It's just a crazy white man. Judgmental, angry person. Anyway, Lord Bibby, Jua, did you dance over to him and pop his collar and tell him to pump his brakes? That's what I did. I went over there, I started crumping, and then I started pop locking. And he was like, my bad. That's all I need to do. He wanted you to be better, not bitter. My last thing, and I'm going to get to a call. About that is, I almost was kind of happy. Not happy, but like, I almost kind of appreciated that even though he did it in the wrong way, he pointed something out to me. Me being a person that like wants to understand and learn, right? He pointed out to me that, because I didn't really put the two and two together, that I shouldn't have, like, that if I have my, because I know me, right? I know I'm not that guy, but I didn't put the two and two together that me having my hood on might make it be perceived as a certain way. I wasn't thinking about that. So when he called it out, it made me think like, oh, okay, well, I kind of understand what he was saying. And I almost can't be mad at him. because he's probably so tired of at the same time of seeing all this stuff. He's probably cautious. You know what I mean? So he wasn't entirely wrong. Anyway, let me go to, you can call in 888-775-3773. I'm channeling my James Hake in my Hake shirt. Cool. So that's what you're seeing. Joe out of Phoenix, Arizona. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on there with James Hake and Joel.
Good morning, Joel.
How's it going, Joe? Good morning.
Just wanted to say, good to see you have your own show now. I haven't called in yet.
Right on.
I'm glad you don't feel less than anybody else, and it's too bad to hear your dad wasn't around. That's a real shame.
Well, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Now, the other day when you're on Hake's show, you were talking about how Trump was this great guy and did a great job. I just want to ask you, what, name one policy, not one slogan, but one policy that you liked about Trump's first administration.
I don't really know.
So you don't know, but you dislike him?
Yeah.
You realize that makes you look like a complete idiot, right?
No, because the people who only like people based off of policy are kind of dumb too. Because yes,
so well,
because listen,
that's how you judge presidents,
now listen,
by what they do.
Listen. Well, let me. I'm gonna kind of make your point as well. So the reason why is because yes, is it good that I should probably know a little bit about policy and stuff like that? Yeah, that could be helpful. It just helps. But what's most important to me is character. And the spirit of a person. And when I see Trump compared to others, and when I watch how he does certain things, I like what I see. And I like to judge it based off of that, because people may make mistakes. People may not always do what the world wants them to do or whatever, or misstep. But how do they approach it? How do they respond to life? How do they take on so many people hating them? How do they behave? And that is way more important to me. But policy's cute too.
Cheryl, you said character. You're talking about a man who has been twice impeached, found civilly liable for rape, found civilly liable for defamation.
These are unproven.
Hold on. No. These are all already proven.
Okay.
Found civilly liable for rape. Found civilly liable for defamation twice, and could be a third time. Found civilly liable for business fraud, tax evasion. Impeached twice. These are all done and in the books, Joel.
Impeached?
And you call that character?
But yes, impeached. These are all subjective things. These are all subjective examples of somebody's character. These do not define anybody's character. You know why?
Do you know what that word means?
Yeah. Yeah, you know why? Because it's based off of, these are all alleged things. These are all alleged.
No,
nobody really knows.
Nobody. No, they're not.
The Trump rape thing.
These are adjudicated already.
Okay, but
these
listen.
These are adjudicated already. They're not alleged.
Okay.
They're not subjective.
Okay.
These are facts, Joel.
Okay, but it's facts because who said it was facts?
Because they've been adjudicated. He was found civilly liable for rape.
Okay.
Civilly liable for defamation. He's found civilly liable for business fraud, tax evasion.
So
his CFO has already gone to jail.
Okay, I don't believe it. I don't believe it for one. But let's entertain it. Let's just say that it is to be true. Because hey, I don't know his lifestyle. Maybe you're right. Maybe that has happened. I don't believe it, but maybe it has happened. But why does that make, that's still not a reflection of character. That still has nothing to do with character. That's a mistake.
Oh my goodness!
If it happened,
Joel.
But it has nothing to do with, you never made any mistakes in the past.
So deep. I've never raped anybody. I've never lied to my taxes. I've never defamed anyone. I've never cheated on my business tax, on my business record.
Okay, no, you've never committed those sins, but what other sins have you committed?
Joel, I'm not running for president.
Have you? It doesn't matter. We're talking about, see, so why are you judging somebody based off of a expectation? Why aren't you just judging them based off of a human?
Joel, you're the one who said I like his character. I'm giving you clear-cut examples of this man is an atrocious character, criminal.
But you're
91 felony counts.
But you're basing that, for one, you're basing off things that aren't even, we don't even know to be entirely true, just because somebody accused him of these things.
Either you trust the legal system or you don't. You've been found guilty of all the things I've said.
Okay, but that still doesn't make them entirely true.
What are you talking about? That's what the legal system is for, Joel.
Yeah, but how do you know that the legal system is not corrupt?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, believe in it or you don't.
No, but not in.
Because evidence has to be brought. You can't send someone to jail for tax fraud if they didn't cheat on the taxes, Joel.
Well, that's fair. That's fine. Let's just say that it's true. That still doesn't prove his character to me. Character is not things you say. Character is not things you do. Character is the heart. Character is how you bear fruit. What fruit do you bear? And
what fruit has Trump bared?
I see a man who has so many people who hate him, and he stays firm. He doesn't overreact. He doesn't whine, crying, and beg.
Oh my God!
And he deals with people toughly and firmly, and that's confidence to me. That's what is important to me. That's what the fruit. That's fruit.
I will pray for you because you are deeply, deeply in denial about Trump.
I think deeply in
denial about just how I understand how the world works. My goodness.
I think, Joe, is what you tend to miss is the spiritual aspect of things. I'm not even saying that you're wrong on the things that you're saying. I don't necessarily believe it, but it doesn't mean that you're wrong about him. Maybe you're right, but you're hung up on that and not in the spiritual part of it at all. And
that's because Trump is just a sick, diseased person.
Or maybe you have some sickness and disease in you.
No,
is that possible?
I deal in facts.
You don't?
No, I deal in facts and reality, Joel. You're the one keeping your head in the sand and saying, oh, he has great character when the man's a literal criminal.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you have sickness and disease within you?
Define sickness and disease.
Do you have evil? Do you ever do evil things, or are you capable of doing evil?
Capable, yes. Do I do them? No.
So you don't do evil things?
I do not, no.
How do you know?
Because you have to define evil then too.
You said what?
You have to define evil then too.
So is there a chance that you do evil things and you're not knowing that you're doing them?
No.
Okay.
I'm aware of what I do, Joel.
Well, that's a deception right there, because even everybody and anyone can be wrong for one, and everyone and anyone are possessed with evil and are in the process of overcoming and can overcome, but can be deceived.
So and you if have you don't to know think, all that is absolute nonsense. Okay. You've been infected with Jesse's BS and nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. Think for yourself. For goodness sakes, please.
Why is that wrong?
Boy, it's very clear you didn't have dad in your life, because you are not an independent thinker at all.
That was a good one. But what makes that to be wrong? You just said that you're capable of evil. So if you're capable of evil, what does that mean? That evil must
everyone,
live with...
Everyone is capable of doing something evil, sure.
Right.
The character of a person is, do they do it or not? And I don't do evil, no.
So how do you prevent yourself from doing evil?
Because I know wrong from right, and I was raised with my father, who taught me wrong from right.
And you're never, so you're never wrong and you never make mistakes?
That's not what I said at all.
Okay, so you do make mistakes.
Everybody on the planet Earth has made mistakes
right.
at some
so,
point
so
in
do
their
you
life.
Think, do you think,
but that is not evil.
Okay, but do you think that when you made the mistakes, you were intentionally knew, like, this is a mistake right here, and I'm about to make it?
That is possible, sure.
Right.
But
if
what
you're
what wrong, do I do with evil, Joel?
Okay, well then, if you're wrong, have you ever done anything wrong?
Well, of course, everybody on the planet has.
Right, and when you're about to do something wrong, we were like, there's wrong right there. Let me just go and do it.
I think some people do that, yes,
but
I
did
not,
you?
No.
So you didn't find out it was wrong until after you did it, and then you realized, oh, that was wrong.
I don't get your point. What does this have to do with evil, Joel?
Because you're acting as if that you're incapable, Joe is incapable of making mistakes and being wrong, and because you're saying that you're never, that you don't choose that, but then you're judging everybody else like Trump, saying that he's wrong and he's evil because he chooses to do it, not realizing that everybody makes mistakes and everybody is capable of making mistakes, and you still make mistakes and you're still wrong sometimes, but you're in denial about it. You don't see that?
Joel, that is absolutely insane. Making mistakes is not the same as being evil and choosing to do evil.
Why?
Trump has.
Right, but you say you still do wrong sometimes.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say I do wrong sometimes.
But you've been wrong.
I've made mistakes, and I have been incorrect about things. Of course, everybody has.
So why can't we have that same type of grace towards Trump?
Because we have laws in this world. We have laws in this country. That's why we have criminals that are put in prison, Joel. And that is where Trump is going to be ending up here once the criminal trials start.
If you say so, if the law, if the courts find him guilty, which I doubt they will, but if they find him guilty and he has to serve his time, then he has to serve his time. There's nothing he can do about it. But I would suggest that you start to recognize in yourself that you're judging people and you're actually judging yourself. You're actually doing the whole superior thing. So even though you may not consider yourself racist or anything like that, and you kind of like call out racism or whatever, you still have that superiority complex, in my opinion, that is the same exact quote-unquote thing as racism. I'm just pointing out what I see to be true.
Okay. Well, you can have your opinion wrong as it is. That's fine. Anyway, we will see. And when Trump goes to jail, maybe you will figure out that, gee, this guy was a scumbag. Maybe I shouldn't have been supporting him and thinking he has good character because he's a low-life scumbag.
I'll think, if that happens, I'll think about it. But if that doesn't happen, he doesn't get arrested and he becomes president again, will you call in James' show and say you're sorry?
Well, I won't say I'm sorry, but I'll call in and face the music, absolutely.
Okay, right on, Joe. I appreciate it.
Have a good day, Joe.
All right, man, bye-bye. As well. Hey, Joe may be right on some things, policy and stuff like that, and like mistakes that Trump made. Joe may be right about that. He may be right. But that's not important, man. Obviously, as the president of the United States, you don't want to be involved in criminal activity. But I don't know. I'm just not buying the way it's framed by Joe. You know what I mean? Like, it's very accusatory, opposed to like centered logical approach. So it's hard to respect what he's bringing to the table, Joe from Phoenix. And it's no disrespect to him, but I just don't believe it. Anyway, I'll get to some. Let me get to some more. Let me go to Tony out of California. I'm getting all the callers today. Amazing. Tony, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good day, sir. How the heck are you?
All is well, Tony. How are you?
Man, all right, my friend. I'm so glad to see you back. At least we got a brother on the show that's going to speak the truth about the matter. Because your boss, man, he's a whole different story. But the thing is, the reason I called today is, have you heard the story about this lady named Michelle Mack out of California that ran an $8 million death ring out of her home? She would send these individuals, I'm not sure if they're black, Mexican, Chinese, white, Cuban, or what, but she would send them out to different stores in the area and different parts of the state to rob the place, smash and grab, which your boss always said, look at these blacks doing this, look at these blacks doing that. But he refused to report the source and the root of the matter about Michelle Mack running an $8 million organized death ring out of her home in California.
Do you?
Now tell me this. It's always the white person, man or woman, that is suppressing the people of color to do things out of their ordinary ways of living or to survive in this world we live in. What do you have to say about that, sir?
I didn't understand the question. What's the question?
The question is, why are the evil coming from the oppressor, mostly, as your boss always said, almost mostly white people oppressing others to do things out of the ordinary of their soul and the will of God to do?
Well, like Joe, you have an accusatory spirit about what you're saying that makes it hard to give credence to what you're saying as true. So I want to start off by saying that. But for two, is there evil that goes on within the white community? Yes, because there's evil that goes on between all people. Is there evil that goes on in the white community that isn't reported on because it's not maybe shown or whatever? Yes, that's true. But is it as rampant and as wild and widespread as the black community? Not in these times, in my opinion.
That's not true, sir. That's not true, sir. And you know that's not true.
But it is true because,
It's not reported.
It's not that just that it's not reported, but in everyday life, people are afraid of black people. And it's not just it's not because of propaganda. And I know you want to say it's because of how it's been taught. And maybe part of it is because of like the...
Come on, keep it real, bro.
Part of it could be because of what people hear about blacks and what people see about blacks. But what people hear and see about blacks is not entirely wrong. But in person, in day-to-day experiences, people experience black people doing these things. I've experienced black people doing these things. People seen it for themselves, the way they behave, the way they do these things. And yeah, they may not mean harm when they're loud and crazy and wild and pants to the ground. They may just be doing what they're used to. But you still have to realize that in society, in public, that's not normal person behavior. And you're going to be looked upon as a degenerate because that's degenerate behavior.
Okay. Is it a degenerate behavior when the college team loses and the people of that college, mostly white students, tear the whole city up or the whole stadium up because they lost? Is that acceptable behavior?
No.
Because white people doing it?
No, that's bad behavior. It's just as bad as black behavior.
Okay, but God don't report that. You and your boss, not Diane said you, your boss who is the runner, who is the head of that organization that he run there, he don't report that. He reports nothing but blacks, Mexicans, people of color behavior. But the white man is, you know, he's God, as he shows on his show. I was like, look at this fool here showing a white God.
Well, you have to take that up. You have to take that up. Wait, he doesn't report. He don't put it on white God. Now you're making it dramatic. You have to take that up with JLP or why he does the way he does.
Almost every day on that show.
A white what?
A white Jesus.
What does that have? He never showed a white Jesus. And what is that?
Here we go.
Look, he has a black Jesus.
You work at the show. And you don't see the white Jesus he showed? He betrayed to a Maricucker?
You're making that up, though. You're making that up.
I am not making it up. When Jesse Gordon for advertisement to take a break, he shows, I don't say every day, but he do show a white picture of Jesus.
Okay, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Why are you portraying a lie?
But that's a lie to you. What if there's people who want to believe? But what is it? What if there's people? What's wrong with believing Jesus is white? How does that change anything?
Why he can't show a Mexican Jesus? Why he can't show a Chinese Jesus? Why he can't show a black Jesus?
Why does it matter?
Why? There you go. What do it matter? It makes a hell of a difference, brother.
Give me one reason why having a white Jesus matters.
Because it's a white superiority. That's why.
But does it change? Does it change what Jesus did?
What did Jesus do?
If Jesus came back and saved the world, does that change what color he was?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Because for one thing,
why does it matter?
The origin of all the history in that book you read called the Bible is in Africa.
Let me do this then.
Yeah,
Tony. It's all from Africa, which I don't know that to be true or not. You can have it. It's true from Africa. What does that do now? What now? It still has the same information, same scriptures, same word. So, what now?
So if you look at, see, you got to look at the country of this thing. If you look at a Jesus and all you see is white. You think that, okay, if that's God's son, then the white man must be right on everything he do.
No.
It's a psychology thing for you. The same thing Jesse do, I'll talk about blacks every day. It's a psychology thing to make people think that blacks is the worst thing on this earth. That's all it is. It's all psychology.
It's not Jesse's fault if he says things that and then people tend to believe him. Just like it's not, you have things that you say. You want people to believe that Jesus is black for the black psychology. So what's the difference?
Well, the books tell you that because he ain't white. What white man you know walk around with a hair of wool or a wool? None.
But if
everything in that Bible is black.
But
except for the Romans.
It doesn't change the message. All I care about is the message. I don't care what color. Why do you care what color? Why can't you just like the message?
Because I'm doing the same thing the white man do.
What is that?
I'm doing the same thing the white man do. Don't believe the height of the white man. Because they want you to believe that they are the most superior, most pure. Everything white is pure. Everything black is evil. That's in your dictionary.
Okay, and what's wrong with that? What's wrong with them believing
that? That's a lie.
Okay, what's wrong with them? Okay, and what's wrong with them believing a lie?
Everything came out of darkness, bro. Everything came out of darkness.
But answer this. What's wrong with them believing
that? Believing the lie?
Yeah.
Because your book said the lie is a devil. That's why. John 8:44. Read it.
How does that affect you?
How it affect me?
Yeah.
Because I know the truth. And I want the people to know the truth.
Why do you want the people to know the truth? Why don't you want the people? Why can't Tony just know the truth?
So we can get along in this world.
Why do you want people to get along? Why do you want people to get along?
Because God is love, as his book speaks on. So why we can't love one another still? always want to separate. Like your boss always propaganda about being separate, being against.
Okay.
Don't fall in love. Love your neighbor.
Hate
your mother. Hate your mother.
Okay, and if that's true, if it's true to what you're saying, then why does that bother you? Why can't
I can't stand for people to tell a lie and people don't do their own research. People, stay dumb. Don't be smart. Stay dumb. Don't research nothing. Just believe everything come out of my mouth.
So let me get it right though, Tony. So this is about what you can't stand, not about the truth.
No, it is about the truth.
It's about what Tony's feelings are. He can't stand this, so he has to do something about it. If Tony has love, and Tony wants to spread love, then why can't you have you and other people who believe the things you believe? Why can't you guys just go off and live a peaceful life? Why are you trying to change everybody else's belief?
Because of the deception that this show produces.
Why is that your problem, though? Why can't you just go live your life and let other people lie and die?
You said lie and die. See, there you go. You want them to just die and be dumb. That's all you want.
What's wrong with that? Why can't people lie and be dumb?
Propaganda, what y'all preach, man. It's propaganda.
Then how come...
Just like Trump said, I love the unintelligent.
Then let us.
He said, I love the stupid. I love stupid people. That's what he said. He told the world that. The uneducated, I love them because they're stupid.
So then let us all be stupid and dumb and you go be happy and peaceful somewhere else.
Come on, brother. I know it's hurting your soul right now. I know it is. I can feel your spirit right there coming through this phone, my friend. Keep it real, brother.
Listen.
You came from the origin of the world, bro, and be proud of it. Be proud of it.
I just don't care. I just don't care enough, Tony. I don't care enough.
Keep it real, man. You saying that because you're getting a paycheck. But the thing is, money is the root of all evil. Sometimes you got to overcome the money, brother, and come to the truth. Have a good day, Joel. I'm glad to see you back. And I will be back at you, bro.
Right on, Tony. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir. I know you do. Love you, bro.
All right, man. Love you too. Have a good one. That's all love. Full disagreement and probably wouldn't hang out. But it's all love, though. It's all love. In the sense that it's no hate. But listen to this. Just think about this. Why change anybody's perspective, period? Why care about the condition of anything? Why? Why? Why not let it be what it is? It's because if you care as much as Tony's saying he cares, it's because it's about you. What you want to see, what you want to happen. If Tony doesn't like what Jesse says, Tony doesn't have to watch the show. Tony can go take his peace that he says he has, his love, and go spread it somewhere else. But he wants us to be different because that's what he wants for us, based off of his feelings. That's not how you change anything. Jesus had no intention of saving those who didn't want to be saved. And he wasn't trying to change nobody's mind, not one time. He wasn't trying to change nobody's mind. And he only came to save those who wanted to be saved, not those who didn't want to be saved. So, Tony, if you think anybody here at Bond are unsaved and you're trying to save us, that's not Jesus-like. If you think you're saved and we're unsaved, stop trying to save us because we don't want to be saved in your version of it. So you might as well stop trying. But what a mess. Let me get to some more calls. And then I'm going to blow through the break. I know James usually does a break here. Should I take a break? I think I'm going to go through it so I can get to your guys' calls. And blah, blah, blah. But I still appreciate a Tony call, a Joe call. Like, I still appreciate that stuff. And I'm sure James does, too. So, appreciate it, but totally disagree. Totally. Complete disagree. Let me go to Michael out of Canada. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the James Hake Report.
Joel.
I am. How's it going?
Well, I'm fine.
Right.
Man,
on.
As soon as I knew that you were taking Hake's place, Joe from Phoenix on the call, I knew it. Why? What's the goal here, man? You're not a political person.
Exactly.
Joel?
Hmm?
Are you a politically aware person?
Not really, but I know a few things.
Exactly. That's why you called in.
Right.
I don't know the goal. You need to go to work, Joe.
Right.
And Tony.
Get back to work.
I don't know how many times I got to say this story. I work with African people, and they fear you. Black people from America. It's not the race. They are black as space. It's not the race. It's the way you carry yourself.
Right, exactly.
Anyway.
The way you carry yourself. And that's exactly it. And the way you carry yourself is what is showing from within. And people can see that. And people are looking at that and realizing that I'm not sure if I can trust this person, because I've seen other behavior patterns for other people who do untrustworthy things who look exactly like you. So no offense, but I'm walking across the street.
It's not really the race, but what you look like. So how you carry yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk.
Exactly.
Those kind of things. So if you talk black and you act black, forgive it.
And you can't be mad, and they can't be mad at it, because it's just
I'm not mad at all. Sure.
Right.
But anyway, man, I had so much to talk about with Hake, but I got something for you.
Okay.
Yep. Do you have Netflix, Joel?
I used to, not anymore.
Why? Dang. Because I see... last night, I was watching a documentary about slavery. The name of the documentary is Stamped from the Beginning. You got to see this. It's pure propaganda, man.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you could see this. Sometimes I look at leftist people documentaries and things to see the way they think and all that.
Yeah.
And I was, what a shame.
Yeah, I commend you for even being able to sit through those things
I didn't sit through it all. I watched like 30 minutes of it. And it was done. It was like a lot of black females talking about emotions and things. And only time you see white people, it's when they whoop or they attack black people in the documentary. It's pure propaganda, man.
Yeah, it's a mess. I know you had some comments on, you said Kendrick Lamar or something?
Yep. You know Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Do you have listened to his last album?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that this man, maybe not, it's not you need to talk to GLP, but I'm sure this man talked to listened to GLP, or maybe once he looked at it or something. He's from the LA area and things, eh?
And it was good, huh?
I know it's good, but it's I love Kendrick Lamar, but he's a bit in his black thing, and you know, a little bit emotional. But it's okay. It's good music.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there is some messaging in there that touches on some very truthful things, especially in our time today. And I was shocked to hear. I mean, I kind of knew that he kind of like seen it a little bit, and I always thought that was kind of cool. And then when I heard this last one, he was very honest and very truthful about a lot of things. I didn't agree with everything, but I think it was still pretty insightful. So, yeah, Kendrick to me definitely is a thinker.
Yeah. And if he didn't listen GLP, he need to listen to GLP. I'm sure he's just at this to getting to the point, you know? He's like, when you listen to the album, you can hear the demons that he got. And I'm not sure if he understand about forgiving.
Yeah, that's the part that was kind of missing, is like understanding how to go about it. But what I appreciated was him just being honest and recognizing the demons and the evil that was within. So maybe he's on his way to figure it out, and maybe he'll be led to the right place.
Yeah. Even the album, the before the new one, was a good one too.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about a lot of things within the... Because I know Nugget Man not going to like what I'm going to say. Sorry, Nugget Man. But my generation, like French-Canadian from the city and all that, where we look like the blacks a lot. Like our behaviors and a lot of welfare, a lot of children out of wedlock, a lot of fathers are not at home, a lot of alcoholism, a lot of drugs. And there's, I mean, I'm 27, and when I was a young kid, there were barely no black in Quebec, so in Canada.
Yeah.
So it's not a race thing. Is the way you are brought up.
The way your parents taught you. Yeah, I agree. And it happens all over the place. There's people who are just angry and lost and don't know where to go, or just okay with being in their position of receiving handouts and letting the government take care of them and all this stuff. So it definitely
There's
is not
a lot
just,
of that over here.
Yeah.
Government is like God.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Mike, I got to move. I got a couple stories
Nice
I want to get
Joel.
To. But thank you. Thank you, Michael. Hank will be back tomorrow. If not tomorrow, but Monday.
A lot of subject for him.
Right on. Well, I appreciate it. Michael, good talking to you.
Yeah. Bye, Joel.
All right. See you. Let me get to callers. Hold for a second for me, because I got to get to these, just hold callers. I have to get to these, this next story because, and I'll try to make it brief just because, it's so insane. Ah, let me take a couple more calls, 'cause I know you guys are here waiting. I'm going to take a call. Jamie out of Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Jamie. You're on there. Or Jaime. Sorry, it might be Jaime.
Hey, how's it going?
Is it Jaime?
It's Jaime.
Oh, okay. How's it going, Jaime? All is well.
It's going well. Hey, with those Trump cases, are a lot of them still ongoing?
That's a good question. I think a few of them are still going, considering what they've been saying in the news. A lot of the things they make it out to be like he's like, The some of the things that pop up on my feed are things I'm saying, them trying to like say that he's guilty, and
yeah, like it's done.
Yeah, like it's done, but it's ongoing.
Right. So, yeah. So I tried Googling it while Joe was talking, and I seen like four of them are still ongoing.
Exactly.
New York and Georgia. I thought the Georgia thing was done, but the federal case is ongoing, and
Right. The taxes thing. The taxes thing. That thing was like, I seen a thing online where they're saying that he's going to, he's paying all, however much it was. I think it was like four, I don't know what the number was, but millions and millions, he's paying it back. But that's, he still has to appeal it. There's still an appeal process. So these people are just jumping to conclusions. But go ahead. Go ahead.
It's not done until the fat lady sings.
Right.
And right. That's what was really hard to listen to Joe was, is that it sounded like he knew that these were all done. And I could have sworn that it wasn't done yet.
Right. You know? Assuming.
He's, accusing somebody of something that, and then he said that, oh, the courts decided it and it's all set. Well, these cases are ongoing.
Good point, Jaime. And that's why I was saying that him and Tony have this accusatory approach to where it's hard to even believe what they're saying, because like you said, the things aren't even done, but in their minds they want them to be guilty. They already made a judgment about Trump and they want him to be guilty and they want him to be bad and they want him to be evil. So they just make up stuff.
And I thought about what you had asked him, if he'd ever done anything evil. And it sounded like that was a resounding no. He's never done evil.
Right.
And if you don't know yourself, how can you say anything about anybody else?
Exactly.
And Jesus said,
exactly,
take out the log from your eye so you can help your brother with the speck in his.
Right. And I'll go ahead. Go ahead.
If Joe can't see himself for himself when he's talking to, you know, to the show, he's not very credible. He's not credible at all.
Exactly.
And which, if he had said something like, yeah, you know, I dislike this president just because of this, this, and this, you know, some truthful reasons. He doesn't have to make up things.
Right.
Or blow things out of proportion to
prove a point.
He can have his opinion on a president.
Exactly.
But, you know, don't lie.
And that's how I was trying to make that point to him. I'm like, if you have done anything wrong, then how do you judge him? But in his eyes, he's saying that he doesn't do evil. He chooses to do the right thing, and he doesn't make mistakes, even though he said, oh, I did do wrong before. So it's just like what it is judgment. He has this false judgment, and when you judge somebody, they can't do good in your eyes. So that's just what it comes. And it does make him not credible to believe anything, because he's just making stuff up. So hopefully he sees it.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, hopefully eventually he sees it, even though I hear James tell him stuff all the time. And it's not like he's always wrong in certain things that he's trying to say, but the bigger picture of what he's saying is completely wrong. He's missing it.
Right. Yeah, I saw in the chat somebody said, Joe and Jesus, the only two that had no sin that walked the earth.
Right. and the Bible only knows one of them, and we don't know where Joe is. So Joe, they left Joe out the Bible.
Right. And Tony's hard to understand too. He's so animated, and I was trying to listen to what he was saying, but he got lost. You know, it's like he's speaking another language.
Yeah. It's interesting, but it's always still cool to talk to him.
Isn't Tony, right? Isn't he older? An older guy?
I'm not. Tony, he sounds older, and he's been calling for years and years and years, but he's definitely, he sounds like he's an older guy.
Yeah, but if we love anybody, we love Joe and Tony.
That's right, and it's always good. It's always good talking to even people you disagree with sometimes, but I appreciate it. Jaime, any last remarks on that before I move on?
That's it. Have a good one.
All right, you as well. Let me go real quick to Jeff out of Louisiana. Jeff, welcome to the Haig Report. You're on the air.
How's it going, Joe?
All is well. How are you?
Pretty good, man. To correct one thing Joe said, Trump wasn't found guilty of rape or nothing in a criminal trial. Trump was found guilty of defamation in a civil trial, but saying he never met the chick.
He found guilty for saying that he never met the girl?
Yeah, he was saying guilty for it. And he found guilty for saying he didn't rape her. He found guilty for defending himself in a civil trial. It's not a criminal trial, it's a civil trial.
Wait, so say that last part again. He was found guilty of what?
Saying he did not rape her.
So he was found guilty of saying he did not rape her.
Yeah, for defending himself. So and that was not a criminal trial. That was a civil trial.
Okay.
That was just about money. That one about no criminal offense.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Joe tries to sound educated. He needs to look in the dictionary and figure out the difference between civil and criminal. Because if he was having to get to a criminal trial, he'd be in jail right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I was trying to say. And you know more about the legality of these things than I do. But that's the whole point, is that like if he's so guilty and all these things, which I told Joe I don't believe to be true, is why is he still out? Why is he still free? Why is he still running for president of the United States? You know,
man, and I'm not a cult. What they call us, cult 45, or calling Trump.
Right.
I'm not that crap. But my thing is, look at it from this point of view. You believe in God, right?
Right.
God rewards people for doing right or no for not necessarily just right, but you know if you do right. Some things right, and you do more good than bad, God rewards you. Now, think about this. Trump, that lawyer and that judge in New York, he won a $355 million lawsuit, and it's going to be $450 million after that. What happens a couple days after that? Trump's network, Truth Social, goes public. He makes $4 billion off of it.
Wow.
Because they banned him off of Twitter.
Yeah.
Because of his speech. So how does that not tell you something? No, he's doing something right in the world.
You said what? Say the last part?
He's doing something right in the world. He got rewarded, you know.
There's many respectable things that he's done that have been pretty evident. But that's not the case for people like Joe or Tony, because...
Man, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
say that. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point.
I watch a lot of YouTube on this stuff, and there's a black preacher online that was in church. He said, and this is the best way, he said, show me one law that Trump passed, one piece of legislation that Trump passed that was racist or against black people. He said, I'll wait.
Right.
And nobody can say nothing.
Right.
He's not evil. And the thing Joe was talking about, he was talking about Trump getting charged with all this stuff. Well, the only problem is his president has been found guilty of this stuff, and they just won't charge him because he's too stupid to talk in court because he ain't got set mind to him no more.
Yeah.
They say, well, we don't want to charge him because he don't understand what we're saying.
And you know what, to add to that, you know what I'm thinking too is that, like, Joe didn't really even bring any things that have to do with today, now, right? He didn't bring up anything that has to do with his presidency. He didn't bring up anything that has to do with what he plans to do or anything like that. He just brought up things that the media has brought up about his past blemishes or things that he may or may not have done, but nothing about who he is or nothing about what he's done so far. The good that he's done, excuse me, and the different things that have been credited by Trump, they don't bring that up. They bring up the things that everybody in the world knows that he's accused of, and, you know, the silly stuff opposed to the real stuff.
I mean, it's just a joke, these people in this fight. It's Tony. I'm waiting one day when he calls in. Tony will have a stroke on one of your shows because he just gets so animated with it.
Yeah, he gets excited, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's just... And my last thing I want to say, the reason I called in, is they all want to, like Tony, for example, I don't want to start racism, no, the white man does this, white man does that. No, we have such, no, we were majority 70% population, so we control everything. Well, how is it that Africa is 7.3% white, the richest man in the world comes from Africa?
Say that last part again. Sorry, I was.
How is Africa is 7.3% white? So we're the minority there. But the richest man in the world come from Africa.
Ah, interesting. Interesting point, Jeff.
So how is it, you know, you're oppressed and all this stuff and you're a minority, so that's why you don't do nothing. The richest man in the world from Africa.
And that, I mean, right, and even that is not going to matter to an angry person, because an angry person has a pursuit, and their agenda is to get their to destroy and to bring people down. So facts,
you know what I mean?
And truth doesn't matter to them.
It's like when I called you the other day, I said, we need to forget all this crap, all this race and everything else. We need to focus on what's going on today. You said, well, okay, we need to focus today and forward, not in the past. I mean,
right.
Every color person on this planet has done something bad in the past.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. No civilization, no race, no ethnicity, no right. country. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
But if we don't, like I told you, if we don't straighten out and go from here forward, we're going to screw it up. There's not going to be no more of us.
Right. But
like George Carlin said in a comedy bit, the earth rejuvenates itself. So once we reach our potential, what it wants us here for, it's going to wipe us off and start over.
See, and what I have to say to that as well, and you're not wrong in what you're saying. I, at the end of the day, we just have to focus on ourselves and not get caught up in the chaos of the world, because that's what Tony's doing. He's getting caught up in the disagreements and what's going on. And if we get caught up in that too, then we're doing the same exact thing, just on another side. So what we have to do is just work on overcoming ourselves. And when we overcome within the anger and being triggered by these people or like tired of the way the country is going, if we overcome that, we'll have the light within to actually make change and be of the proper influence. So we just have to focus on that. And that's the only way, Jeff, in my opinion.
Yeah, man, you're right. And the last thing I said, let's go. Like when I called the other day and talked about Charlie Kirk, I told you I worry about myself,
yeah.
No one else. Just me and what I got to do.
Yes, sir.
That's all you got to worry about. Don't worry about nothing outside of you affects you unless you let it.
Exactly. 100%, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. Have a good one.
You as well. Good points. Good points he was making. I used to be like, I used to wonder, like, why don't I care? Why don't I, like, I used to wonder, like, I need to care more about these things. I need to be more involved. I need to care more. Because the world is so crazy. I need to care more. Not realizing that God is blessing me for not caring. Not caring, because when you don't care, there's nothing in the way. There's nothing clouding your judgment. You ever notice that care make you act, right? Care make you want something. It makes you want, and we're supposed to want for nothing, right? So when you overcome caring about people, about things, and all that stuff, you are just guided by the flow of life where God leads you. And if it's meant for you to get more involved, you'll be led to that. But if you sit here looking like on your couch and like, the world is so crazy, I got to do something about it, that's you overreacting. If you need to do something about it, you'll see to do something about it. And you won't have a feeling about that either way. You'll actually be okay with the world going to destruction. Isn't that crazy? Now, that's a controversial statement. If you're not okay with the world going crazy, then you're a part of the craziness. That's a bar. Bar me up! Oh, don't look at my armpits, though. I'm just playing. But you got to be okay with whatever. If the world gone crazy, let it go crazy. Because there will be a time where it's time to do something. But we don't get to choose the time. So how about that, Joe? How about that, Tony? Man, I want to get to this story. You can call in 888-775-3773 if you like. You can call in 888-775-3773. Let me get to the story real quick, and then we'll get to back to some calls. Dang it. Does James have any super chats I should read? Let's see. Guys, should I get to another call? Or should we talk about this diversity and inclusion in Hollywood? It's a mess. It's a mess. Let me go to a call and then we'll get to that. Let me go to Frederick out of Los Angeles. Frederick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on?
All is well, Frederick. How are you?
All right. I see you up here struggling today, man. Because it seems like you have to put on glasses. It ain't natural for you to be like, it seems like you blocking yourself from all blessings.
Why? In what way?
You're not you're going to get God's people in your following because you see the vision. So if you have to have on goggles to see the vision, they're not going to follow you because you're ignoring or not seeing what's really going on in the world.
So give me an example of my goggles. So what goggles do I have on in the form of what?
You have on goggles like everybody started off with pawns and rooks and even playing field. That ain't how life is. Everybody didn't start off with all the chess pieces. You can say, oh, we're playing chess, not checkers.
Oh, that's how you don't have the pieces.
Yeah. So if you're blind, let me explain. So if you're blind to the fact and trying to preach something, you're blocking yourself from the more followers you can receive from having empathy or even seeing where they're coming from. You don't have to agree.
Yeah.
To not be able to see at that corner, that cataract that's blocking you,
yeah,
is going to make you hit a wall eventually because you're not seeing the complete God's vision. God created this puzzle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody's feeling is how they feel is the truth to them. It ain't for you to judge, to say, oh, you wrong for feeling like this, that. These words are created from God. Racism is put here to be part of this puzzle. So for you to say it doesn't exist is to say God doesn't exist.
Well, see,
we have a systematic way of organizing stuff. We have a systematic way of organizing stuff in our brain. So what you do is, as a kid, you ask why, so we can put it in order. So when things like not start to add up and make like sense, and you can't organize it in your brain, you know something's wrong. So therefore, you're saying don't worry about the organization. Keep eating it and feeding it, and it'll work out eventually. And it's not working.
So are you saying that I have a, I'm coming at a perspective of lack of understanding, or are you saying that what I'm speaking about when it comes to my opinions about the black community and what went on is just untrue?
No, I think you just got your eyes examined too early in life, being in the wrong places, and through your life experience with blacks, you feel like that you're not like them and you're just different. And that's okay with you. But, like, your glasses have been fixed to judge, and you're just like, oh, no, 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 I'm not like you all. You should be like me, but just me, Joel, period, is an identity you need to let go of. Like, it's no identity. It's God's plan. You're trying to say you're wrong. It's like two devils fighting, right? So all you got to do is watch what's going on. Do your homework, your own research, and feel either kind of way about it. So when Joe call in, I call in, I'm a Pharaoh. You see those like, oh, Pharaoh's what, black? Oh, no, no. I don't
argue. But that stuff is like so crazy to me. Because look, this is just what I feel, Frederick, is that you might be right that I may be lacking understanding on certain things. And that could be totally true because I've done that before, and that can be true. So you might be right in some cases. But listen. In some cases, I let you get to your thing out. So let me get my part out.
But you're wrong. I said empathy. You lack empathy.
Okay. Lacking empathy. Fair enough. Lacking empathy, which could be true. I can agree to that too. That could be true.
No, go ahead. Finish.
But my point is, what I'm saying is what I believe to be true for one, and I'm breaking through these things that shouldn't even exist and are not even important. Like, whether Jesus is white or black, that's silly. Whether who was here on the earth first, that's silly. Now, are you saying that I should be more empathetic for people who believe that? See, that kind of stuff I can't get with, because for one, if I got to be empathetic, that means that and I'm not saying you, Frederick, but the person is sensitive. But I know there is a time to be understanding and a quote unquote empathetic in what you're saying. But at the end of the day, when I'm talking to Tony and I'm talking to Joe, these are grown men, and I should be able to say what I disagree with. And I disagree with the whole narrative of black people wanting so badly to be the first ones on the earth. If you want to have that, take it. You were the first one on the earth.
It ain't about the blacks wanting to be the first one on the earth, Joel. You really don't think it's about blacks wanting to be the first one on the earth.
Then what is it about? Because that's what it sounds like.
It sounds like the whole thing about Jesus and Christianity is fake, and y'all want to believe a lie, and y'all want to walk around blind and no accountability.
But what lie did I say? What lie did I say? What lie did I say about Jesus and Christianity?
No, I'm saying the lie of Christianity, which has been promoted. I'm just saying, you're saying you would rather believe the lie and don't worry about the consequences.
What do you mean? I don't get what you're saying. When did I say that?
I mean, do you believe in Jesus?
Right. And that's it.
That's the lie. That's the lie.
Why is it? It's a lie. Why?
Because it's a lie. It's been given to you in slavery, and Jesus and all Christianity, it's a lie, but y'all choose to believe it. It don't make it true, but when you put your morals in it and then put on glasses to see the world one type of way, you got on goggles and you're leading the blind.
I see what you're saying.
You're the blind leading the blind.
Well, this is how I feel, and this is just in my opinion, Frederick. And I see what you're saying is that to people who don't see, and this is just my opinion, is people who don't see God and God's way and realize that there's only one way to live life. There's only one way. There's not multiple ways. There's not different gods. There's none of that. There's only one way to live. People who don't see that think that there's all different type of perspectives and avenues and directions you can take to get God. And that's not true. And in my belief, I see there's only one way. And when I speak from my belief, I think that's where Joe and the other guy, Tony and right. Frederick, you that's where you come from. But you're not seeing
with a colonizer's mentality.
But you're not recognize. You're not realizing that it seems like a colonizer's mentality or a cult belief. But what it is Stockholm the only syndrome. Way to life. It's the only way to live. It's the only. It's the only proper way to find true love and peace.
You can come out of Stockholm syndrome. You can be healed. It's counseling, Joel. Look. Feel no kind of way about it. I talk to grown men. Just because we're talking to grown men, sometimes it hurts for them to hear the truth. And telling grown men that there's Christianity and they've been lied to, and you can look up the facts for yourself about how it was invented and Jesus' name wasn't Jesus in his day. So because there was no J, and you just put all of this together and do your history, you'd be like, okay, I see the powers, and you get to see with clear visions, and then you get all the followers because they're tired of being lied to, too. The government lies to us.
That's for sure.
The same government that lies to us are the people in the church that lies to us.
That's for sure. But
all right, Joel, we international, man. Get off of this racism and then go to bigger stuff because they keeping your blessings from being blocked. More black people want to follow you, but they're not if you got on your goggles. And you're not seeing the world for what it is. Take them goggles off. Tell Jesse, fear is bad, but it's not gonna make the white people stand up. It's driving them more crazy. Fear is like isolating them. They don't need to be isolated. They need to come out of the house, find out what's really going on that they've been lied to. And black people ain't no murderers. Victim stealing, pickpocketing. We're not that.
Not they all.
They DoorDash, you're bringing the food to your door. We could poison y'all if we wanted to, but we not.
Well, don't identify with blacks, Frederick, because you're an individual. You don't want to identify with a group.
I am, because most blacks in this country want to identify with Democrats or Republicans, and I'm not that. Y'all need to wake up. I'm out. Later.
All right, Frederick.
All right. I love you, Joel.
All right,
I'm coming to church Sunday. I'm going to see you Sunday. I just took my grandson back, so every Sunday I'll be at church from now on.
Right on.
I got to get high sound. We about to hook up, so it's going down.
Right on, Frederick. Then I'll see you. I'll see you Sunday then.
Yep. All right. All right, man.
Disagree, but that's okay. I like Frederick, and I've met him in church, and he's a decent guy. Just disagree. Disagree. But I understand it. I don't even know. I will say this. I will say that I can understand why people don't believe in like Jesus and God and the whole message. I totally understand it. Because it's hard to break through all the propaganda and get to know yourself and see the truth for what it really is. It's hard. And most people are lost in the world just trying to figure it out. And we just pick up things that just are insane and crazy, but they're not true. And Frederick's right in that the government and the world has taught us these weird things, all kinds of crazy propaganda, Christian, the church, and we believed into it. But when I put the dang Bible down, and people get mad at me when I say this, and they get mad at JLP, really, when he says this too, is that when I put the Bible down and just got to know myself, that's when things start making sense. That's how you start finding yourself and finding within. And the Bible can be anything. The Bible can be the leader. The Bible can be a church. The Bible can be all these things. When you stop like climbing on the backs of these things and really start looking within, then you start to really find the truth. And it doesn't mean you can't read the Bible here and there. It doesn't mean you can't go to church. It doesn't mean nothing. You can't have a pastor. I'm not saying that, but you got to look within. And when you look within, you'll see that there's only one way to live. And a lot of people don't want to follow that way because it's so strict, and it's true. The guidelines aren't easy to follow, but you shouldn't follow them because you think you should. You should be free. And that's where people miss. This is why people reject God and reject Christianity. It's because they think that if they accept God, then they have to follow these rules. No, God lets you be free. Be free. He's not worried about the sins and what you do or don't do. He's worried about the heart. Right? And it's not about following rules. Be free and do what you want. But in your freedom, be aware of yourself and watch yourself and keep your eyes on yourself. Because then when you do, you'll start to see that why the rules are what they are. And it's not even rules. It's just a way of life. Right? And you'll see why it's that way. And then eventually you'll start to gravitate towards those things more and more and more. Those rules, quote unquote rules. And then it's not about following rules. You become the rules. Because you understand and see clearly why you're supposed to live this way. And you choose to live this way. So if you feel like you feel this pressure to be right and do right and like act a certain way and behave like a Christian, you're following the wrong God. And you're around the wrong people. Because it even says in scripture, God is not pressing. God don't put no pressure on nobody to do anything. And he doesn't make you feel guilty, and he doesn't make you feel shameful. All he cares about the heart is that you want what's right. So focus on the heart. Lord. So much for this last story. Let me get to Rick from Hampton, Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on air.
Hey, Joel, my brother. What's going on with you?
All is well, Rick. How are you?
Man, I am fine, man. I'm telling you, man, I just get so tired of black people making everything about race. You know, no one talks about race more than blacks when it comes to race
issues. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
And we always, they want to make sure, like, I know black people's favorite scripture is Revelation 1:14, when it says, Jesus' hair was like wool, his eyes was like red as fire, he had stars, a sword coming out of his mouth. That's a supernatural state. That's not how Jesus looked when he walked the earth.
Right.
What they really feel to realize. How did Jesus look when he walked the earth? The Bible don't give no description.
Right.
That was a supernatural state John was in when he was caught up in the spirit.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear the word caught up in the spirit, that's supernatural. And blacks, like, they hear black, man, they take that and run to the finish line.
And Rick, I'm wondering I'm wondering if they find out, let's just say they were to find out that to be true, even though we see it differently, but if they find out to be true, what would that do for them? You know what I mean? What would that change for them if Jesus was black and he wore saggy pants? What would that do?
All thing that would do is build black people's ego up and say everybody's subject to them.
Right. All the money, Rick. All the money.
That's all they'd do. It'll build their ego up and say everybody need to bow down to them and serve them, and they'll be telling who all going to hell, who all right. going to hell. Man, that's what it'd be like. That's perfect why I believe point. God never left a description. He never left a description what Christ looked like.
Exactly.
And I believe Christ was a biracial person. I believe he was a Shemite biracial.
And that's what I'm saying. And I'm, oh, go ahead, finish your point.
Now, and you hear a lot of blacks, some of the ridiculous, they believe every race came from black.
Right.
I mean, no, they were blacks. They was all colors and shades of people. Even Noah's sons were different shades.
Yeah.
So, in order for two dark black people to produce a light-skinned person, they got to have some genes inside them. But if they don't have any genes, they can produce a black baby. But if they have, and they come out real light-skinned, they have some, that person, one of the couple has some other genes, and they may have some white genes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the bottom line is this whole world is biracial. It was biracial from the beginning.
Man.
You know, and just, we just so stuck on color. I truly believe all the blacks here in America went to Africa. I don't believe we'd get along. I believe they'd send these American blacks back across the Atlantic so fast.
That's true. That's a good point, too. And a lot of these people come from these other countries. They don't believe. I mean, it's getting bad all over the world, but a lot of the like people who are really dealing with stuff, really going through things, they're not like begging and whining and complaining about it. As a matter of fact, there's a clip I was going to play, but yeah, it's just, it's like, it's crazy, especially over here in America, how like it's ego. It's all the ego, like you said.
It's all ego, man. That's all it is. And, you know, God love us all. Yeah. We all the people. Here's my thing. You know, since blacks think we're so great, as far as I'm concerned, Africa haven't built much of anything. You know, they haven't built no ship to sail across the world, no cars. Africa's still using wheelbarrows and all, you know, horse carts. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the Indians were the same way. They was using huts and smoking marijuana, to my understanding.
Yeah.
So how can that get you ahead? And it's funny, whites make up, I think, anywhere from 10 to 20% of the world population. But yet, they're the most prosperous nations. Europe and America, Canada, Australia, even the drug cartels, when they go selling their drugs, they don't go to Africa selling drugs. Ain't no money there.
And
they go to the countries that has money.
And great point. And I want to add to what you're saying about that is that it's not even that the Europeans or whatever the case is that they're white. It's just that their culture believe in values, proper values. So it can be, and that's my thing too, is that like blacks and a lot of other people, minorities, tend to look at white people as if they're better than them. That's what they really think. They really think they're better and they're trying to pull them down. But it's not that they're not better. They just believe the values that make them who they are that you don't believe in, right? If you believe those values and you come back to morality, then you'll be quote unquote like the whites you hate.
It's just a mess. It's a strong hatred, man. I have seen black. Let's take if a black person go to a bar, and if it's a white bartender, that especially black women, they get an attitude at that white bartender so fast. If you say that, I was told to serve you all drinks this way. What do you all mean?
Yeah,
they go to all that to the point that he just got to just walk away. Hey, leave him go. Hey, go somewhere else. And that had been a black female bartender. Oh, then they say, I don't know what's wrong with her. She mustn't get no vitamin D today. That's how they go, you know, and it's sad.
Yeah, it's a mess. They show
somebody of color grace and just be real hard on white.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's unfortunate. And you know, the whites too, whoever is on the other side of allowing this to happen, meaning like if somebody's imposing that on you and you don't handle it properly or you don't overcome that weakness within you, that's your fault too. You know what I mean? That's their fault. And I know like it's easy to be like, you know, poor whites. And it's true. Sometimes it's unjustly things are being done to them, but it's also their fault as well for not standing up and fighting back. So it's a mess, Rick. It's just a mess.
Oh, and you hear about the case with Fonnie Willis? Basically, she got off. The judge said, look, you can stay on the case, but you have to fire Nathan Wade.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Put her on the list. Yeah, it just came out, what I've been reading about on YouTube. So he made his decision. He told fans she can stay on the case, but in order for her to stay on the case, if she don't remove Nathan Wade, her whole staff got to go.
I'm not too familiar with the, so I have to look into it, but
yeah.
It's a mess, Rick. It's a mess.
Yeah, I still think Trump going to be victorious, man, and but I give him strength, man. He stays focused. He don't get angry or nothing. He just keep on winning case after case until it comes to the election.
Yeah. We'll see. Excuse me, sorry. We'll see what happens come November, and and we'll just kind of see what goes from there. But like, JLP talks about often is that if we just get right, period, then we don't have to worry so much about the chaos in the world. If we just get our world in order and what we got going on and get that right, then everything else will be what it needs to be. But I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you for the input.
No problem, Joel. You guys have a great weekend. Love you, brothers, man. I'll see you guys. Well, I tune in Sunday. Lord say the same on church day with JLP and crew.
Right on, Rick. Sounds good. See you later, man.
All right, love you guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, you as well. Amazing. I wasn't even able to get to law. I done prepped this whole thing and didn't even get to it. Great call, Rick. Hernia Cough by Joel. Listen, black people, white people, orange people, yellow people. You want Jesus to be yellow, let Jesus be yellow. Fine. If you want him to be black, if you want him to be purple, have it. You can have it. I'm not up here to argue with that. Like, it doesn't matter to me if he's whatever you want him to be. If he has to be dark skin and saggy pants and a hat to the back and some earrings, he can be that. As long as the message doesn't change. Don't change the message. Then that's where I disagree. That's where I have a problem with. Don't change the message. The message better be the same. It's got to be the same. And once we find the message and stop trying to find color, isn't that so crazy? We're searching for color. We're searching for acknowledgement. We're searching for appreciation. We're searching to be valued by the world. Why are you searching for that? Why are you searching for that? And people say, well, Joel, you didn't grow up in the black area, so you don't understand. But doesn't mean that my skin color isn't black. So it doesn't mean that I don't still deal with people still looking at me with dark skin, right? But when they look at me, they don't treat me based off of this. They treat me based off the energy that I give. They treat you based off of the energy you give. You act like a victim, you're going to get treated like a victim. And should they treat you like a victim? No. But you shouldn't be acting like a victim. Nobody care about your color. Nobody care about your race, and nobody care about the culture. And if they care about it, they think they care about it. They think they care about your color. They think it's racism. They think it's because you're a nobody, but they just have a judgment. But Joe also has a judgment. That's why I don't like using the word racism, because racism makes you disclude yourself, and it's its own special category. But when you just call it hate, when you call it judgment, then you could look in the mirror and be like, well, I also judge too. I'm judgmental. I hate sometimes. And then you can realize that you're no different. But when we create these words, that they're special categories that for whatever reason you think you're exempt. What the? Sometimes I like going on James' show because I get to get off all like my racial opinions off. Just let them loose on James' show. But I will say this, and then I'm going to end. Is I got to give Hake the respect for doing his show and the callers who call into his show, because he deals with things that, you know, he has more insight and understanding about. And my perspective is limited on certain details. Like, I can't sit up here and argue with Joe about Trump's cases and his criminal whatever, because I don't know the details of it. So, but I can speak on like the spiritual side of it. So I commend James for being knowledgeable in those things, because it is nice to know. It is nice to know, and nice to be able to use that when those topics come up to like debunk the lies. So, yeah. It was definitely shoes to fill in here. So, yeah, respect. Anyway, I got to end. Good show. I hope I did it justice, James. Some amazing calls today. Thank you, Steven. Steven? Joel, 70% trying to destroy Hake's show. No. I appreciate all the calls, too. Thanks, calls. But anyway, catch The Fallen State coming up next at 12 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Great episode. Make sure you go over to that right now. Not right now, but at 12. In 1 hour. So make sure you go. You don't miss that. That's coming up. Man, the past episodes have been incredible. So I highly suggest you go check out The Fallen State and watch that. And tune in at 12 p.m. Pacific time. The shows are always amazing. And make sure you check out American Anchor Baby. I don't know if it's Nick Stream or American Anchor Baby, but he's flying his plane at 4 p.m. online, right? He's streaming at 4 p.m. Pacific time tonight. Make sure you guys do not forget to go check out his stream. Incredible stuff. And I'll be back on my show on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And we'll be there all week up until Thursday. So until next time, y'all, it's been real. I'll see you guys in the Fallen State chat. All right, guys. Bye. Hey, 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 this track's gonna be fire. This is for Joe and Russ and Tony and Maze.
This one for the blacks.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Man.
What's wrong with the blacks?
They're really tripping.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with the blacks?
I know, I know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong?
Look,
what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong?
Check. Russ trying to fuss. Maze in a daze.
T like a bee buzzing all up in your face. JB acting crazy.
He make you want to cuss. Earl like a squirrel. I think he going nuts. I think he on the bus.
What bus?
That's your bus.
I think he on the bus.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with him? What's wrong?
It's a banger.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with
what? What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong?
Russ trying to flex. Maze in the jacks. T like a bee buzzing all up in your face. JB acting crazy. He make you wanna cuss.
Earl like a squirrel. I think he's going nuts.
I mean, it's not me.
It's the blacks.
I think he on the bus.
They made the hit.
Told you this.
Ah, I think he on the butt.
Shout out to the blacks. One time.
Right on. Okay, guys. Bye.